I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
President Biden was sworn in today as the 46th president of the United States with a call for unity, and he addressed those who did not support him.
Let me say this. Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. And if you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America. The right to dissent peaceably within the guardrails of our republic is perhaps this nation's greatest strength. Yet hear me clearly. Disagreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris was sworn in as the first woman and first Black and South Asian American vice president. This is 2 weeks to the day after an insurrection by mostly white pro-Trump extremists, and just a day after the country marked 400,000 deaths from the coronavirus. Let's bring in NPR political reporter Juana Summers, who joins us now from Washington. Welcome.
Well, hello there.
Juana, the president called for the ending of the uncivil war, that's in his words, that pits red against blue and rural versus urban. What stuck out to you most about his speech?
Yeah, so as a politician, President Biden is someone who has made the challenge of unity, of bringing people together, a hallmark of his campaigns, and that was certainly on display here. It was very evident in the words that he very deliberately chose, that he sought in the speech to begin the process of bringing healing and unity to an incredibly fractured nation. I believe he described this as a historic moment of crisis and challenge. He made clear that Americans are united in the same fight against these swirling crises that the country faces in terms of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed so many Americans, the economic challenges that have so acutely felt by so many of us, as well as the ills of racism and racial unrest that we have seen play out, that this country has been reckoning with for some time, but very powerfully this year. He clearly wants to be someone who is a president, as he said, for all Americans.
And you mentioned the economy. He started with the economic fallout from the pandemic. Let's listen.
Millions of jobs have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. A cry for racial justice, some 400 years in the making, moves us. The dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer. A cry for survival comes from the planet itself. A cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
Juana, President Trump, I'm sorry, I have to change my language already. President Biden says that he's getting to work right away today to address some of those challenges. He's actually signing more than a dozen executive orders. Can you remind us of what he plans to do?
Yeah, so Tanya, this is the first indications we're seeing of the ambitious agenda that President Biden is pursuing that's going to include economic relief tied to the coronavirus pandemic and overhaul of the nation's immigration system, infrastructure spending, and climate change initiatives. The real centerpiece of this kind of cascade of administrative actions that we're seeing are these measures to combat the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Those executive actions will require masks on all federal grounds. He'll also ask agencies to extend moratoriums on evictions, as well as federal student loan payment. President has said that this is a pandemic that will continue to get worse before it gets better. And his aides are saying that these executive actions are an indication that this is a dire national emergency and that this incoming administration that gets to work today plans to treat it as such.
I have about 30 seconds or so with you. You know, I think they're saying that this is the first time since 1869 that an outgoing president has not attended the inauguration for his successor. What more can you tell us about how this transition is actually going between those two?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we saw former President Trump, then still President Trump, getting into that helicopter, Marine One, and heading to Joint Base Andrews before heading to Florida, where he will start his life as not the president any longer. I think what struck me the most is after the ceremony that we saw at the Capitol, President Biden headed with that fraternity of fellow president former presidents to Arlington National Cemetery to observe the solemn ritual of laying wreaths there. And I think that kind of tells you in very stark images everything that you kind of need to know about kind of the departure that we saw in how President Trump, former President Trump, ended his term compared to the other former presidents who gathered and kind of participated in this solemn ritual and the transition of power that we witnessed here today.
NPR political reporter Juana Summers, thank you so much.
Thank you.